A Waiting Game by Diana Palmer. Performed by Todd McLaren. Keena Whitman's day had gone backward from the moment she got out of bed. Two of her best sketches had been destroyed when Faye turned a cup of hot coffee over on them. Naturally, the sample room staff had been livid when they had to wait for Keena to redo the sketches so that they could make up the rush samples for the salesman. Like all salesmen, he was impatient and made no attempt to disguise his annoyance. She'd missed her lunch, the seamstresses had missed theirs, and to top it all off, she'd gotten the specifications wrong on a whole cut of blouses, and they had had to be redone with the buyers incensed at the holdup. By the time Keena was through for the day and back home in her Manhattan apartment, she was smoldering. She kicked off her high-heeled shoes and threw herself down on the long, plush, blue velvet couch with a heavy sigh. How long ago it seemed that she'd worked at textile design and dreamed of someday working for a big fashion design house. And now she had her own house and was one of the most famous designers of casual wear in the country. But the pleasure she should have been feeling simply wasn't there. Something was missing from her life. Something vital. But she didn't even know what. Perhaps it was just the winter weather making her morose. She longed for the freedom and warmth of spring to get her blood flowing again. She lay on her back and stared at the ceiling. She was slender, with short black hair and eyes as green as spring leaves. Her complexion was peachy, her mouth as perfect as a bow. At 27, she retained the fresh look of innocence, despite her sophistication. At least, Nicholas said she did. Nicholas. She closed her eyes and smiled. How long ago it had been when Nicholas Coleman had offered her the chance to work as an assistant designer in his textile empire? It was well over 6 years ago. She'd been utterly green at 21. Fresh out of fashion design school in Atlanta, and afraid of the big, dark man behind the desk of Coleman Textiles in his Atlanta skyscraper. It had taken her a week to get up enough nerve to approach him, but she'd been told that he was receptive to new talent, and that he was a sucker for stray animals and stray people. Even now, she could remember how frightened she'd been, looking across the massive desk at that broad, leonine face that looked as if it had never smiled.